This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day if you like to follow third and fourth and fifth party politics. A lot of things happening. One thing that is very, very clear is that Larry Hogan, who is the very popular, very effective, and frankly terrific governor of Maryland, Republican, mainstream Republican, who became the most popular governor in the country in one of the most Democratic states in the country, despite the fact that Larry Hogan is a Republican. He's the son of another Republican office holder who was a congressman before him. In any event, Larry Hogan has a terrific column today in the Wall Street Journal about one of the reasons that he is not running as the no-labels candidate for president. And one of the reasons is because he believes that Israel needs a clear voice of defense in the U.S. Senate. And after Chuck Schumer, who is, as he told us in his speech, he spoke for 40 minutes on the Senate floor. And he emphasized the fact that he is the top-ranking Jewish office holder in the United States. And because he is a Senate majority leader, and that gives you the greatest power next to the Speaker of the House and the Vice President and the President. None of those people are Jewish. He's Jewish. First Senate Majority Leader who was. Okay, fine. Larry Hogan is running for the United States Senate to take the seat that had been held by Ben Cardin, who was Jewish. Larry Hogan, a great friend of Israel, who illustrates the notion that by no means is support for Israel, especially when it's facing a monstrous criminal enterprise like Hamas, that support for Israel does not require anything in the way of ethnic origin. Somebody else who was noted to be a tremendous friend of Israel and a great defender of Israel, he gave a celebrated speech to the Israeli Knesset soon after he got elected as vice president, is Vice President Mike Pence. And he is one of those people who I think will have a political future because he basically has shown his integrity, not only in resisting criminal attempts to try to undo the legitimate election of 2020, but he has been able to hold his ground, even to run for president, to appear in some of those early presidential debates, and without completely shredding the evidence of his integrity. And he took that to perhaps one of the ultimate stations that, frankly, I wasn't expecting. But he appeared on Fox News with Martha McCallum. And this is going into the weekend. And he made a very clear announcement on Fox that, no, he would not be supporting Donald Trump. Despite the fact that Donald Trump is a guy who selected Pence to be his running mate. And here is what Mike Pence sounded like explaining that decision on Fox News just before this last weekend. This is clip 8.
And it should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year. But look, I'm incredibly proud of the record of our administration. It was a conservative record that made America more prosperous, more secure, and saw conservatives appointed to our course in a more peaceful world. But that being said, during my presidential campaign, I made it clear that there were profound differences between me and President Trump on a range of issues, and not just our difference on my constitutional duties that I exercised on January the 6th. I mean, as I have watched his candidacy unfold, I've seen him walking away from our commitment to confronting the national debt. I've seen him starting to shy away from a commitment to the sanctity of human life. And this last week is his reversal on getting tough on China and supporting our administration's effort to force a sale of ByteDance TikTok.
Why do you think he did that?
Okay, and he then continues explaining his situation and his reasoning in turning away from President Trump, and did that on CBS's Face the Nation. This is clip. Before we get to that, clip 9.
Who are you going to vote for in November?
Well, like most Americans, I'm going to keep my vote to myself. But
would you vote for President Biden?
I would never vote for Joe Biden. But how I vote when that curtain closes is that'll be for me.
And it's pretty clear when he says he's not going to vote for Trump and he's not going to vote for Biden. He's talking about somebody else or trying to figure out somebody else. And this is Pence on Face the Nation on CBS about why he won't endorse Donald Trump this year, even though he is equally determined not to support Joe Biden. Here's Mike Pence.
For me, the reason why I won't endorse Donald Trump this year is because I see him departing from the mainstream conservative agenda that has defined the Republican Party over the last 40 years and still has the best hope for the future of the country.
And here he is again on CBS Face the Nation talking about Trump's comments about electric vehicles and a coming bloodbath if he is not reelected as president of the
Union. And given how divided the country is, does that language concern you, particularly when it comes to political violence?
Well, first, I want to commend you, Margaret, for putting that in context. I woke up this morning seeing online all the discussion about bloodbath, and as you've just reflected, the president was clearly talking about the impact of imports devastating the American automotive industry.
Was that clear to you? Because it was a little muddled.
I think it was. Look, I want people to know, the president and I, it was very clear for 4 years, the president and I have different styles. We're different men. But my differences with him are not over style. It's not over language. And as I said before, it's not personal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, the reason why I won't endorse Donald Trump this year is because I see him departing from the mainstream conservative agenda that has defined the Republican Party over the last 40 years and still has the best hope for the future of the country.
And one of those departures obviously involves his relations to Putin and saying in another interview that he stopped short of blaming Putin for the death of Alexei Navalny, which many, many other people have done and appropriately. Coming up on the Medved Show, how will no labels come across picking a unity ticket for president? Could that be the kind of ticket that Mike Pence and others are waiting for? Or is it simply a means of helping the Trump campaign? Because the assumption is that no labels, which is being run by outspoken moderates, that no labels would take more votes from Biden than for Trump. Is that true? And what about that brand new ad by the Biden campaign using Trump's bloodbath comments from the weekend in Dayton, Ohio? We'll get to that and to much more coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And a pleasure to welcome to the Michael Medved Show Aaron Doherty, who is a reporter, political reporter, for Axios. And she covers some of President Trump's legal battles. No one reporter can cover all of them. And also she covers expected third-party entrance and current third-party entrance. She has a piece that is informative though I'm not sure it's entirely clarifying, about how the No Labels people, who supposedly have raised over $70 million so far to put a unity ticket on the ballot for the President of the United States, how they're going to pick their candidates. Aaron, thank you very much for joining us. They're still going ahead with the idea of this unity ticket. Is that right?
Yes, well, thank you so much for having me. So last week we had sort of the latest development in the No Labels group's plan. They voted to create a committee, which they are calling the Country Over Party Committee, to help vet possible candidates for this third-party ticket that they still maintain that they expect to launch. And they sort of laid out the details about how that committee will vet possible candidates and what they're looking for in possible candidates. We did have a sort of big wrinkle in No Labels plans come up earlier today when former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeffrey Duncan said that he would not run with No Labels in November. And that's a big deal because he had sort of emerged in recent days as a possible top candidate for this No Labels group to be at the top of the ticket and run as president with No Labels in November. And so now he is withdrawing his name. So it raises the question of who, if anybody, will run with No Labels in November, and kind of what is their path forward?
When you say if anybody, so far the big names that have been associated or speculated about regarding No Labels, names like Larry Hogan, the former governor of Maryland, and Joe Manchin, former governor and U.S. senator from West Virginia. Basically, everybody's said no so far. What name? Because Jeff Duncan is an admirable person, and but he's now a no too, and he's the former lieutenant governor of Georgia. Who are they looking at? Because what the history of the United States shows is that third and fourth party candidates only have an impact when they're already celebrities at the head of the ticket. Who's a possible celebrity for them?
Yeah, so that's the big question. And at this point, we sort of have more clarity on who is not willing to run with No Labels as opposed to who is. We don't really have a sense at this point about who could be the top of the ticket. Jeff Duncan emerged as he sort of was speculated to be a possible candidate in recent days, and I suspect that more names will surface, especially coming out of the news earlier today with Duncan. But I think, you're totally right that a lot of these sort of high-profile, more moderate lawmakers have already ruled out running as a bid. And I will say that No Labels, in their announcement last week, said that if they do not find a candidate that kind of meets their high threshold for entry, is what they said, they will not offer their ballot. So they said that they're trying to keep a high bar, and so if they don't find somebody, they will not put somebody forward. But I think, in the coming days, the big question will be, who are these candidates? And it's also worth noting that Joe Lieberman, who is the co-chair of this group, has said that he expected to name the ticket by early spring. Of course, spring technically starts later this week, so, it'll be interesting to see if they have a big announcement coming up shortly.
Joe Lieberman himself, Joe is, I think he's 80 or close to 80 or maybe even above 80. He wouldn't consider, he ran for president before in 2004, didn't get very far in the primary process. Would he be a potential candidate?
At this point, we've seen nothing to sort of suggest that, and I think that, they're looking for, they said from the start that sort of their reason for even considering putting together a unity ticket is that Americans crave this sort of alternative to former President Trump and President Biden in November, and so I think that they were sort of looking for new blood, I guess, in the political world to appeal to these voters who they say are sort of disenchanted with the system and don't feel represented by Trump and Biden, who, are the party's presumptive nominees.
In terms of the new news, because you cover other third-party candidates, All over the news today is the idea that Nicole Shanahan, who is not a household name, but she is a billionaire. She is Chinese-American. She is the ex-wife of Sergey Brin, who helped to found Google, that she will be the running mate for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. What are her main qualifications here, other than her ability as a billionaire divorcee, her ability to write big checks to help get Robert Kennedy on the ballot?
Yeah, so, you know, it's important to note that the RFK Jr. campaign has said, you know, they haven't definitively said that she is the running mate, and Kennedy is expected to announce next week who he has selected as a possible running mate. But I do think that, you know, the Nicole Shanahan emergence sort of as a top possible candidate comes after she actually funded the campaign ad that ran during the Super Bowl for RFK Jr. And so I think that sort of speaks to, you know, she obviously is passionate about his campaign, is very well financed, obviously, as you mentioned. And I think that the Kennedy campaign, the RFK Jr. campaign rather, is looking for a third party candidate who will kind of boost excitement and sort of break out of what they see as the political norm in Washington. And I guess the consideration of her as a possible running mate sort of speaks to their strategy there.
Yeah, they're so supposed to be making the announcement on the 26th of this month, which is 8 days from now, and doing that announcement in Oakland, California, which won't assuage the pain from the A's leaving Oakland, but may make up for the fact that I believe that Kamala Harris, when she announced her presidential campaign, also announced in Oakland, because she's also from the East Bay. In terms of, is Cornel West, he's still proceeding with his presidential campaign, is he going to have a running mate too?
Names have not surfaced yet for him, but so something that is interesting and, you know, relevant, I guess, for these independent candidates is that they face a more sort of increased timeline for announcing their running mates, because there are some states have requirements that when an independent candidate is filing for the ballot, that they also have to disclose who their running mate will be. So that has sort of increased the urgency for some of these candidates, hence why RFK Jr. is expected to announce later this month, and I suspect that Cornel West will do the same to sort of meet these qualifications for some states.
Erin Daugherty, her most recent pieces are posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has failed to obtain a $464 million fraud judgment against him in New York. Trump must post bond by next week, or New York Attorney General Letitia James can begin collection proceedings during the appeals process. The White House confirmed that President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a discussion Monday. They covered recent developments in the Israel-Hamas conflict, particularly focusing on the situation in Rafah and efforts to enhance aid to Gaza. The Supreme Court seems doubtful about restricting the government's communication with social media platforms. Arguments heard on Monday questioned whether the Biden administration's efforts to combat misinformation on these platforms infringed upon the First Amendment. At the heart of the case are communications from administration officials urging platforms to monitor information regarding the legitimacy of the 2020 election and COVID-19. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And on the Michael Medved show, there was a comment by Michael Moore that has gained a lot of attention because it's so off-brand, as one would think. Michael Moore, everybody remembers, he is the filmmaker who's best known for winning an Oscar for Best Documentary. He's made some of the most profitable documentary films of all time, all of them from a unapologetically left-wing point of view. He's would call himself a progressive, but he's really beyond that. He's one of those people who believes that America's destiny is to become more like Canada, which was his actually was the theme of one of his films. In any event, on the latest episode of his Rumble podcast, released yesterday, Michael Moore said that many are concerned and nervous about November's election. And he noted that Michigan's Democratic primary results showed that Trump winning is a legitimate fear. Moore was one of the activists behind a movement in Michigan, his home state, he's from Flint, Michigan, of course, that his in Michigan, he encouraged voters to cast uncommitted ballots to protest General President Joe Biden's support of Israel, which, by the way, looks more and more tenuous and more at risk. But they were protesting Joe Biden's support of Israel and the Israel-Hamas war amid the growing casualties in Gaza. you can lose Michigan just by having 10,000 people sit it out, Moore said. Now, what's interesting about this is technically true. And, in fact, that would have made a difference in 2016. Because in 2016, when Trump won Michigan, he won Michigan by only 10,000 votes. So, yes, if there had been a group of people who sat out. But 2020, when Biden carried Michigan, he carried Michigan by over 150,000 votes. So you couldn't just have 10,000 people sit out and make the difference. The uncommitted movement ended up receiving more than 100,000 votes in Michigan's primary. And, of course, that's a worrisome sign for Joe Biden because Michigan is one of those states that made him president. It was one of those swing states where the race was relatively close, even though it was not nearly as close as it was in 2016 when Trump carried that state. And Michael Moore said this to his followers on his Rumble podcast. We don't want to say this out loud, but I'm going to say it. And the reason we need to be concerned is that Trump is smarter than us. And that's what the filmmaker behind Canadian Bacon, which is that film about how wonderful Canada is, and he's also done films about how wonderful Cuba is, like Sicko was the title of his appropriate title of his film on that theme. He goes on, he says, I'll just let that sink in for a second. I know, you're calling the people to come find me, the guys in the white uniforms with the big net, and take me away. Are you crazy? What do you mean Trump is smarter than us? And then Moore clarified that in some ways. Trump is dumber, but I'm talking about the way throughout this entire life he's been able to pull beep off and get away with it. He does an amazing record. You know the record. Moore expressed concern that Trump will be successful in delaying all of his trials until past November's election, and that increasingly looks to be the Trump strategy. The director declared that the former president has never paid a price for a variety of his behaviors, crimes, various things he did with his father, racist stuff, sexual assault, etc., etc. The director theorized that even if Trump is caught in the midst of a criminal trial, he could likely win a not guilty or at least a hung jury verdict. And then Michael Moore climaxed, you must marvel at how somebody that stupid is that smart when it comes to the performance of his evil and his ability to never have to pay for it, Moore said. A way for somebody on the far left to get attention? Sure. But how is it smart? And I would just ask this question. To make such a big issue of support for the January 6th prisoners, the people who stormed the Capitol building, pleaded guilty or got convicted, and are serving some time in prison. And in Dayton, Ohio, where Trump had a rally on Saturday, Trump began the proceedings with playing of the national anthem, as performed by the so-called January 6th hostages from behind bars. And Trump saluted while playing that alternative national anthem at the rally, which featured his recitations of the Pledge of Allegiance, interrupting the prisoners singing. It sounded like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the horribly and unfairly treated January 6th hostages.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early eye what's so
proud? Okay, hostages and this is really at a time when there are still American hostages being held by Hamas. Trump said this.
Well, thank you very much. And you see the spirit from the hostages, and that's what they are, as hostages. They've been treated terribly and very unfairly, and you know that, and everybody knows that. And we're going to be working on that soon. The first day we get into office, we're going to save our country, and we're going to work with the people to treat those unbelievable patriots, and they were unbelievable patriots and are. You see the spirit, this cheering, they're cheering while they're doing that, and they did that in prison, and it's a disgrace in my opinion.
Okay, what part of throwing poop onto the floor in the Capitol building, of smashing windows, and carrying Confederate flags and threatening to hang the vice president, what part of that shows patriotism? Is that how you define patriotism? And the idea that people who attacked police officers should be called hostages? Look, I believe it's very important that people who attack police officers during the riots following the George Floyd killing, they also should be facing criminal time. Attacking police officers, people who are trying to protect the rest of us, is not acceptable. But honestly, is President Trump showing that he's smarter than the rest of us by identifying himself so closely with January 6th and with the January 6th hostages? There's somebody who spoke out, I think, meaningfully about the use of that term. We will get to who that is and why that is so significant coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show, President Trump was speaking about the hostages and used the term patriotism. Now, when he says hostages, he's not talking about people like Evan Gershkovich, who's being held hostage by the Putin regime, because President Trump is, of course, reluctant to do anything to damage his precious friendship with Vladimir Putin. And by the way, there are people who say, well, it's valuable, it'll be valuable that Trump has that kind of relationship with Vladimir Putin. And it seems to me that's only valuable if Putin actually believes that the United States is going to live up to its commitments in supporting the embattled and heroic Ukrainian government in their drive to sustain that nation's sovereignty. The question about the patriotism of the so-called hostages, part of the reason they're not hostages is generally if you take a hostage, you want to get money back in return. Do you think that was a motivation when it came to people who vandalized the Capitol building? And they did, to some extent. Of course, it could have been worse, but it couldn't have been much worse for the police officers, except if people had used firearms or other weapons. But they did plenty of damage to 140 police officers who needed medical attention because they were attacked. And they were not attacked by patriots. They were attacked by partisans, but being a partisan supporter of President Trump, I think you can be a patriot and be supporting President Trump, but the mere fact that you support President Trump doesn't define your patriotism. The former Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, who, of course, was subject to a great deal of threatening rhetoric and demonstrating by the, quote, patriots who stormed the Capitol building on January 6, 2021. Vice President Mike Pence was on CBS's Face the Nation, and this is right after he had let the world know, no, he's not voting for President Trump. He does not feel prepared or ready or willing to vote for Donald Trump for another term as president. And here's how he spoke about the unacceptable nature of Trump's comments that the people who stormed the Capitol building were hostages and patriots. This is clip 13.
What do you think when you hear him refer to those people facing charges as hostages and patriots?
Well, I think it's very unfortunate at a time that there are American hostages being held in Gaza.
that the president or any other leaders would refer to people that are moving through our justice system as hostages, and it's just unacceptable. I was there on January 6th. I've no doubt in my mind, Margaret, that some people were caught up in the moment and that they entered the Capitol, and they're certainly entitled to due process of law for any nonviolent activities that day. But the assaults on police officers, ultimately an environment that claimed lives, is something that I think was tragic that day, and I'll never diminish it.
Good for him. And again, what is so astonishing to me about this is, okay, let's say that President Trump believes this deep in his heart, that these loyal supporters were somehow engage in a patriotic exercise. Maybe that helps to explain to Trump in his own mind and in his own sensibility why it was that he waited so many hours to say anything to the people, like urging them to go home and to give up their brief control of the Capitol building of the United States. In any event, that didn't happen. He didn't do that. And the question that I would put would be that if you look at the polling, if you look at the American public opinion, it's true that there are some people who agree with the demonstrators that the election was stolen, that Trump was the real winner, that there were phony ballots, and there were ballot drops, and there were ballot dumps, and there were 2,000 mules, and all of the different conspiracy theories about the voting machines. And, okay, there's a percentage of Americans who believe that stuff. It's a significant percentage of the Republican Party. But the Republican Party is a declining percentage of the United States at large. And when you're talking about a two-thirds of one-third, and that's even assuming that two-thirds of Republicans believe that, and I don't think that's true. But the difficulty is that Trump, at this early stage of the campaign, is making it very difficult for people to support him if you have the more reasonable definition of what patriotism is, and that patriotism does not include storming the Capitol building. And Trump on Saturday endorsed, as he had before, but he did it in person in Dayton, Ohio. He had a Dayton, Ohio Trump rally where he endorsed Bernie Moreno, who is one of the two front runners for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate. And by the way, he's the Republican nominee that the Democrats want, that Chuck Schumer wants. This was a point that they made in the Wall Street Journal today, is that the assumption is that Bernie Moreno would be much easier to beat for the incumbent Democrat, Sherrod Brown. But here's what Trump's endorsement sounded like, clip 11.
You get to heaven. Imagine what that's like, what that feels like. And imagine who you get to meet. You get to meet the 55 people that signed our Declaration of Independence. You get to meet James Madison, Abraham Lincoln, John Jay, Alexander Hamilton, George Washington.
Okay, most of those people he mentioned did not sign the Declaration of Independence. Abraham Lincoln did not. Neither did George Washington, because he was there. He signed the Constitution. That was Bernie Moreno. That's not a reason to vote against him. But there are other reasons to vote against him, which have to do with basically the association with the key election lies that lead you to believe that the people who stormed the Capitol were doing so out of patriotism. There's also a new poll which deserves further discussion, but very briefly, There's a Politico poll done by Politico and Ipsos to survey Americans about the Manhattan hush money case, which has been postponed, but it is still going to be one of the first cases that Trump actually has to face. And generally it's considered, as they point out at Ipsos, it is generally considered less damaging to former President Trump than his three other criminal cases. Not so, says the new poll. Many voters have indeed made up their mind about the case. 44% say a conviction would have no impact on whether to support Trump or not. But among respondents who say that a conviction in Manhattan would matter, by more than a 2-to-1 margin, they say it would make them less likely to support Trump. Why? Do you think being convicted on hush money for porn stars would make it more likely to support Trump? The 70%, according to the same poll, of Americans reject Trump's claims elsewhere of presidential immunity from prosecution. And about half of the country does not trust the Supreme Court to issue a fair and nonpartisan ruling on the question of whether Trump is immune from prosecution. 59% of Americans said that Trump should stand trial in the Justice Department's 2020 election subversion case before Election Day. And speaking of hush money for porn stars and that case, which is coming up, so is the Stormy Daniels documentary, which I'm sure is a cinematic masterwork with a potential best actress in it. But Stormy Daniels documentary premieres tonight on Peacock. The excitement, almost uncontrollable, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.